It is 93.7 WEEI. Rich certainly, Ken Laird, Christian Arcan. We were talking about Marcus. I was joking, hey, you know, if they're going to bring Marcus Smart back, they do need a shooter. And someone texted and said, Marcus was a shooter, not a maker.
It was playmaker.
Don't give the ball to either one of the Jays at the end of the game. Fadeaway jumper doesn't work. I wouldn't say that. I've seen Tatum win a few games.
Yes, he has. He has some clutch in him.
Important games.
But I will say this. Like, if Jaylen does leave, there will be more pressure on Tatum now, depending, obviously, who they trade for, to be the guy and to take shots late and to be more assertive. Don't you think that's going to be the expected next step for him?
I think what you saw with Jaylen Brown this past year is what you would see with Jason Tatum. I think that he would bring his game to the next level. It just makes sense.
And you'll have to.
Because he would have to be the guy that makes the big shots, and he would have to be, I mean, you're, as I said, it's redundancy. And that's the problem with having the two Jays locked in for that long. For that much money, if they ended up giving Jaylen Brown that extension of $70 million a year for 5 years, right? That's what it would end up being with the extension?
Yeah, because he's got three left, and that'll be two more.
Oh, that just, man, that makes me really, really nervous.
So let me ask you this. In today's NBA, this is just a generic assessment. Do you win with stars, or have the Knicks proven you win with depth? Can you replace Jaylen Brown with two or three pieces and get as much as a star does?
Let me correct that. You have to have at least one star. And that's what the Knicks had. The Knicks had Brunson.
Thunder, too, yeah.
Thunder, right.
The Knicks had two. Towns, I guess, is a question, but he proved himself.
Towns is very good. He is not a star. Like Jalen Brunson is a star. Everyone around him is a very good player. But that's what you needed. You needed more than one very good player. You needed a full starting five.
Because, like, the Heat now have Bam and Giannis. Maybe Bam's not a top 10 player anymore, but he's a top 30 player.
Scored probably 86 points or whatever it was.
But they're not close to good enough, right? Whereas everybody's looking at their roster and being like, they're not a threat.
No.
You need depth. So, like, Brad's not wrong to value guys like Ugo and Shire. They need some, to beat the Knicks, you need a good deep team. However, it's just that compliment of Giannis and Tatum was so appealing to think about. Playing off each other, taking Tatum's game to the next level.
And it's like
still
a story, too, just like for something to tie, you know? I mean, that just would have been a big, impactful move.
No question.
For the team.
All right, let's launch some take grenades, shall we? You got it there, Stu.
Incoming!
All right, we got time for just a couple of these. During the show, you've been going to the Odyssey app, pressing the microphone button, and leaving us a voicemail, and we play them here on the air right around now. It's brought to you by Milligan & Higgins, OUI and criminal defense attorneys. Go to MilliganandHiggins.com for a free consultation. Let's launch our first take grenade, shall we?
So does Jaylen Brown think he can't be mentioned in trade talk? What's wrong with you guys? It's the NBA. It's still a business. Ask Paul Pierce about trade talk.
It has been excessive, though. I mean, in JB's defense, it's been every year for 4 years, plus the trade deadline.
Pierce wasn't in his prime when he got traded either.
No. And we all kind of knew that was coming. And by the way, how awesome was that trade?
Worked out great. That's how you got Jaylen Brown.
You got Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum out of that. Yep, absolutely. Great, great idea. Boy, that's when that, what was the name of the Russian owner of the maniac Nets, of the Nets who went crazy? I forget, but that was one of the dumbest all-time trades.
Prokhorov.
Prokhorov, that's right.
Where does he know?
Good question.
Back in Russia?
I don't know. But that was like, even when that happened, I was like, ooh, well done, Danny Age. And I did not want to see any of them go, but I was like, ooh, that's pretty nice.
In 2022, Prokhorov immigrated to Israel and is now an Israeli citizen.
All right.
Okay.
So that's where he is.
Oh, there you go.
In case you wanted to
know. You get an answer. Thank you.
Have you ever seen a game at that Brooklyn Stadium?
The Barclays?
I've never been to Brooklyn. Is it worth visiting?
I like Brooklyn.
Brooklyn's great.
Yeah, Brooklyn's fantastic. No, but that's that Barclays is one of the deadest places I've ever seen a sporting event. I don't know how they built it in a way that the sound just thuds.
Huh.
And I remember when it first opened, they were like, we're going to make this isn't your dad's arena. We got a DJ.
Jay-Z's there like, come on.
And it was so bad. It was like, during timeouts, it was like, here comes DJ Scratch. Whoa, 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 whoa. And it was like just hitting the walls and dying. The sound was just, it was acoustically one of the worst places I've ever been, and they used that stuff that the Lakers has. What is it called? Showtime lighting?
Where they dim the crowd. Yeah. I was just about
they
to
dim
say
the
that,
crowd
yeah.
and they light the court, and that's just weird. It just didn't work.
It looks cool on TV.
Maybe.
I don't know if in person it does. Probably not.
It's not. Yeah, being in the crowd during that, just it's not. It was awful. And I went to go see Paul Pierce, and it was like that first year. I was like, oh, let's go check him out. And he was just really dead. I
felt bad for Paul.
I know.
Now, do you think the new owners will definitely get a new arena for the Celtics? I know this is probably 10 years away, and it's a lot of time between the end of the lease or whatever. No.
Okay, so there's two things I think about that. There's number one. I love where the TD Garden is because all the...
Because you live there.
Well, that part's pretty nice, too. But the public transportation to and from...
Oh, it's nice and easy.
I love it. It's the reason that going to Gillette's a pain in the ass, and it's the reason why I never go to the Xfinity Center to go see a concert.
Oh, I went Friday. It was not bad. But everybody left early because Black Crowes played their hits too soon.
Okay.
But they played Talk to the Angels with like five songs ago. People were like a steady stream out.
Like, all right, twice as hard. Hard to handle. Yeah. The two hards. They're done. I'm gone.
Yeah,
usually getting out of there is a nightmare. It's a nightmare.
Okay.
But yeah, so I like that the public transportation. But if you've seen that new Clippers arena, what is the name of it?
The Ballmer Arena.
Oh, the one that Steve Ballmer put together? Oh, that thing is nice. Like, it is state of the art.
Yep.
They put more toilets
in there.
The Intuit
Dome is over
there? The Intuit Arena, yeah, Intuit Dome. Like, the toilets are apparently, there's like... Like one for every two people.
Oh.
It's like you'll never have to wait for a bathroom. Like the ordering comes right to your seat. You don't even use like your credit cards. You just take the stuff and it charges you. Oh, it's very, very nice. And if they were to build that like by the casino, come on. Tell me you wouldn't love that.
Seaport? Could you fit it in the Seaport?
It's already
probably not.
Traffic
anymore.
Already sucks around there.
One time is a time you could, but not now.
All right, let's launch another take grenade, shall we?
Like Teddy J losing his shirt because he took his top off in a place he shouldn't have, the Celtics take another loss. Man, I don't know what to do this season. I am not dealing with another season of Jaylen Brown dribbling off his legs, missing clutch free throws, getting on his Twitch streams and whining like a baby who's built like He-Man, and he's crying. No, Brad, you got to do something tonight. You got to put something together. Get a package. Put it together, Brad. Brad didn't want to give up too much for Giannis, and I can completely understand that. Did I want Giannis? Yeah. But did I want to give away the whole team for Giannis? No. Call me stupid. I don't care. This is making room for Cooper Flag. Let's stick that story back into the media because nobody knows. Nobody ever knows.
I just love how with Brad, the line was drawn at Baylor Shireman. Like, listen, Jaylen Brown you can have, but don't you dare talk about my guy Baylor Shireman. I mean,
do you think they would trade Cooper Flagg? You brought his name up off air earlier,
just because I saw somebody like mention that, and Cooper. I mean,
they got the new coach there, Dusty May. Maybe he doesn't like Cooper.
Unless that franchise is just addicted to giving away superstars.
Yeah.
Because, that picture of Jalen Brunson and Luka Doncic being drafted the same year holding up their Mavericks jerseys almost seems like AI now.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
How they're neither one of them are on the Mavericks is just, malpractice.
People said it was a bad move for the Knicks at the time. They're like, this is your guy? Yeah, Jalen Brunson. Like, you're going to win a championship with Jalen Brunson? A lot of people thought that wasn't ever going to happen.
I bet there's a bunch of players who hate Jalen Brunson right now, and that's because he took less money to get more stars around him.
Oh, yeah.
And I guarantee you there's some stars who have contracts coming up, and the owners are sitting down, and their GMs are going,
Well, the Heat, right now, they have to convince Wiggins to take less, and their free agent, what's his name? Powell.
Yeah.
Like, these guys are not. Do you think they're going to stay there for less?
Yeah, they're going. You want to be just like Jalen Brunson? The guy's like, F Jalen Brunson. You messed it up for all of us. All right, Chad Tracy from the Red Sox. He joins us next.